Sinead.
Welcome to B-Sides, your new favorite CFRC program.
We'll be playing you a variety of less-known tracks from artists you've heard of and artists you haven't every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
We are back.
Welcome back to another week of B-Sides.
Today's an extra special episode.
Yeah, today we bring a special guest with us. Welcome back, Maria.
Yay!
Hello. So happy to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, today was supposed to be a roommates episode, but our other roommate is in fact not in the city.
She actually saw Conan Gray yesterday.
True, yes. And it looked awesome. She had a very good time, but she has abandoned us. So,
But this is actually my birthday episode.
Oh,
I was told that this was supposed to be my birthday episode, actually.
The big 1-9.
Big 19. So, you know, lots of cookies.
Our birthday gift to Maria is to allow her onto the
Yeah, you're not getting any other gift.
I'm having a lot of cookies and milk this weekend.
A lot of.
You're going to the library a lot.
A lot of apple juice.
It's going to be banger.
And in honor of your birthday episode, you've chosen a bunch of songs for today's episode. Do you want to start us off?
Okay, yeah. So this first song is TV Car Chase. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Sorry. I thought I got the name wrong. By Sunday 1994. I found them over the summer and I was super obsessed with them. They're a new band. They're so cool. Just like their aesthetic is really cool and awesome. Like it gives like a little bit of Lana Del Rey. In a way, okay, I can't explain how, but it reminds me of Blondie. I'm a really big Blondie fan, so.
And I think we have some Blondie on this episode.
We do
as
have
well.
Some Blondie Yay. On this episode, so.
It's exciting.
So I think this is a good way to start it off. It's a great song. And this one, they had an EP come out this summer. So check it out.
Enjoy, guys.
I'll fix my If you can't find me, then my head is in the oven. Oh my head, oh my head, oh my head, yeah, yeah. My head is in the oven. Oh my head, oh my head, oh my head, yeah, yeah.
right, guys, you just heard Shower Beer by The Beaches. And Rhea, why did you choose that song?
Well, this summer and like at the end of last semester, actually, last time I was on B-Sides, I was super obsessed with The Beaches. I think they're a cool rock band, all women. I think they're all sisters. Okay, I could be wrong. They're all sisters. They're from Toronto. They're actually from The Beaches. And our dear friend, Seb, shout out Seb, is from the
shout out Sebastian.
David surname Leventis, who has not had an episode yet, but he wants to.
He will get an episode. Actually, I hope he doesn't, because he's such a hater. No offense.
They're all sisters.
Oh, wow. And they're from Toronto, so I really like that. And I was really obsessed with Blame Brett. If you're ever really mad at someone and just like you just have a lot of angst in you, I suggest Blame Brett. That's a good one.
And they played a show here over the summer. I think the end of August they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they crowd surf?
And Elise was in there. Our friend. Shout out Elise.
Shout out Elise. Mm-hmm. Shout out Ricky.
Yeah, they went to that concert. Beaches seem really cool.
No. Yeah.
But I would love to see them live.
And before that, we played Monkey Tree by Mother Mother, who were also here this summer, as we talked about last week.
You went to their concert.
I did.
Why didn't I know that? I feel left out of the loop.
Wow. But yeah, our next song that we're going to go ahead and play is actually by one of all of our favorite artists ever, Chapel Roan.
Also, let me just say that I introduced everyone to Chapel Roan first.
I was the first
in the friend group to listen to Chapel Roan. So you're welcome.
Yeah. So, without further ado, this is Love Me Anyway by Chapel Roan.
Enjoy!
Love me anyway. Autumn came back, December went. Times are down and you're high.
was Just Go Away by Blondie. And Maria, when did you start getting into them?
I honestly can't even pinpoint. I think I was in like grade 11. So I was around like 16-ish when I was getting into Blondie. And like literally I was listening to Parallel Lines on repeat. Like it was the only thing I would listen to. I love them. They're so cool. They're like new wave. They kind of like began like new wave rock.
Yeah, in like the 80s, right?
Like 70s, 80s, I think.
I really like the One Direction cover of One Way or Another.
Okay.
It actually hits. It really hits.
All One Direction covers are so good. Have you guys heard the Teenage Dirtbag One Direction cover?
I have not. I like the Phoebe Bridgers Teenage Dirtbag cover.
You have to listen to the One Direction.
I know.
The One Direction one is so good. You have to listen. Oh my God, Harry's voice is like so
honestly
perfect.
Like One Direction is not even guilty pleasure anymore, you know? It's just pleasure. It's so like, good.
Okay, I have a theory that you know, because like the Beatles had a very similar fan base to what One Direction have. I feel like in like maybe give it like 40 years, like there's going to be pretentious male like One Direction fans. You know what I
can
mean?
See
like,
that. I can see that
give
happening.
Give it some time, okay? You heard it here first, all right?
You heard it on B-Sides.
Actually, I think I like saw that on TikTok like 4 years ago. So credit to whoever said that. But if you can't find that TikTok, I guess it's me.
It's you.
I guess it's me.
On B-Sides, guys. On B-Sides.
On B-Sides Radio.
But up next, we got our ads, and then...
Yeah, we are taking a little ad break. Also, I should say, before we heard Blondie, we were listening to The Light Is You by Said the Whale.
I love Said the Whale.
Very good band. But yes, anyways, we're going to head into a quick ad break, and then we'll be back with more music.
Bye!
Bye!
Version's really good. Okay, continue.
On that note, we are going to head in to
Golden Hour by Luna Lee.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, because myself to finish this part and handle a lot. One thing I miss. Have you seen the
I just stole the microphone from
Kat. Yeah, I was gonna say all right. I'm so excited. Like my mouth was Sinead stole my thunder. Damn it.
Yeah, so
Oh my god by Suki Waterhouse.
Don't even remember the name. That's some world. Suki Waterhouse. We love Suki Waterhouse here. Mm-hmm. Actually the other day, our friend Leo, who's also yet to have an episode. So that's going to happen soon.
He's actually going to be very upset when he finds out that Maria had a second episode.
It's my birthday episode.
But yeah, the other day, Leo told me that my voice sounded like Suki Waterhouse's voice, and I've never been like, my ego has like, never been boosted so much.
That's like the ultimate compliment. Oh my god.
Suki Waterhouse.
Can't believe she had like Robert Pattinson's baby.
That's crazy. That's a crazy connection.
It's going to be a vampire baby.
Can we please take this moment to talk about Daisy Jones and the Six?
I actually haven't like watched it yet.
What?
I'm obsessed with the book.
That actually recommend. I think you gave me the book for my birthday.
And I annotated it.
I love that show so much, and the book. The book is amazing. Like, don't get me wrong.
That book like changed my life. Normal People and Daisy Jones and the Six like changed my life.
But the show is so good, and I feel like Suki Waterhouse is like the perfect casting choice.
Yes,
if anyone has watched it.
But yeah,
I have to watch it.
And we have another. Actually, okay. Also, before that, you heard "Eyes" by Rogue Wave.
Anything I love that song. Yeah. That song. Like it just brings me. Just like it's like I'm teleported to a little cottage, and I'm just like listening to that song, and like it's everything.
So true.
Okay, guys. I hear the difference in your voice. It's a good song.
It is a good song. And next, actually, we have "Awful" by Hole. Which is another Maria choice.
This is controversial. Oh, no. I'm not gonna say. I just like Hole. Jesus.
I thought you were gonna make your.
I wasn't gonna
your
say
hot take about Nirvana.
No, I like Nirvana and I love Hole. actually, I think I really love the influence. I don't want to even say influence because I'm not sure. I just love the similarities between Guts and like Live Through This. I just kind of like how the aesthetic is pretty similar and just like have pretty similar themes. I actually didn't know this. Did you know Courtney Love sued
Olivia
Rodrigo
for the
Sour Prom or whatever?
Yeah, the album cover.
That's pretty interesting.
No, it wasn't the album cover. I think it was a photo that was inside the vinyl.
Yeah
I don't know, but
I think that it didn't go anywhere.
Oh really? Yeah, but I really like Hole. They're so good. Like I don't know.
I like that song that goes, yeah.
That's not the Freaky Friday song.
Don't wanna get
that's literally, okay, it's just another like punky.
Yeah.
That is a bus song. I mean, fire. That is a fire song though. But
yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, enjoy.
Awful by Hole, playing now on B-Sides.
Yeah. ¿Qué dice?
That was Next Exit by Vacations. See, yes. Sinead, I beat you to it this time.
Wow, some world. Yeah, that's a very, like, nice summery song, but I feel like today was not the day to play. It's, like, chilly today. Or this entire week has been a little chilly, a little fall.
But I think it's going to get warm again next week.
It's no? Tuesday. We can't. I mean, I don't
it's
know
Wednesday, when. Actually. Wednesday at 3 p.m. right
oh,
now.
Oh, sorry. It's Wednesday at 3 p.m. Sorry.
But, yeah. It's a very good song. Yeah. And then before that, we played Heaven Knows by 54 Ultra.
Yep. I found this song. I don't even know how I found it this summer, but it sounds like it's straight from the 70s. Mm-hmm. But it came out recently. If I'm not wrong, I think it came out last year or this year.
Oh.
And it's... I love it. It reminds me of, like, the Bee Gees. So good.
Maria, did you listen to a lot of music this summer?
I did listen to a lot of music this summer. I'm always on the hunt for a new good song. So
that's why you're the perfect addition to B-Sides.
Exactly. I've been collecting songs for my B-Sides episode.
And we are going to have you back on a True Roommates episode.
I know, once Bella returns.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, we'll dox ourselves.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Just
just like, get a P.O. box. Oh, B-Sides yeah, fans can send us merch.
Or food. Merch. Groceries.
Yeah, literally. Send us milk, guys. If you milk is expensive. Also bread. Parmesan, oh my God. Cheese. Actually, I'm going to go on a rant right now. I went to the grocery store yesterday. And I wanted to buy these like little brioche buns that I like to eat every morning. What? Tell me why it was $8. It was $8. Also, six little buns.
Also, my favorite on campus coffee shop. I tried to buy a lot. I'm not going to dox. I'm not going to say their name. But you all know.
You don't want free promotion.
You know which one I'm talking about. Tell me why I got a small iced vanilla latte and it was like $7.
Like, that's actually insane.
No, I don't understand how inflation has gotten to this point.
Yeah.
Besides taking a political stand.
Yeah, I know. Wow. We're getting deep here, guys.
Let's talk about the political and economic state of the world right now.
Oh, yeah. But on a happier note, actually, a very exciting note, we're finishing off our episode today with a very special song because this weekend, me and Ty are venturing back to Toronto for a very special concert.
21 Pilots, guys. We're seeing 21 Pilots.
We are seeing 21 Pilots.
And I'm actually...
I'm almost like we're already at the concert.
I am so hyped. Like, you have no idea. I haven't been to a lot of concerts this year. I think I've only been to Wallow so far.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a pretty good concert to be
at. It was great. Don't get me wrong. But... I'm so hyped to go.
21 Pilots, like, their shows are insane, so I'm so excited for...
I'm not gonna lie, I've seen a few spoilers that I haven't told Sinead.
Yes, I'm refusing to look at anything.
But, I'm excited nonetheless, and we are gonna go with our number one B-Sides listener.
Kevin McLaughlin. Kevin, my dad.
So. Yes, let's go.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good time, so... Our final song for B-Sides today is Oldie Station.
Sinead's favorite, right? From that album?
One of my favorites. Oh, it's such a good album. Listen to Clancy right now. But we are running out of time, so we're just going to head in and play it. And we'll see you guys next week.
Enjoy! Bye.
Only consistency periphery is fear in the bridge of your nose, and as you move about you learn to tune them out, but they say they continue to grow. Fear of the past and
relative pain,
future's coming fast, you got
nothing in the tank.
In a season of purging things you used to love, everything must go. Make an oath and make mistakes. Start a streak you're bound to break when darkness rolls on you. Push on.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Savannah Shea. Dropped on November 8th, A Living Dream is the lead single for her upcoming three albums. A Living Dream draws inspiration from a mantra that Savannah's grandmother has held throughout her life: I have a dream life. Initially interpreted as a reflection on a beautiful life, this phrase transformed after her passing into a powerful mantra of manifestation for Savannah. Now, I have a dream life serves as both a reminder of gratitude for what's been created and a source of encouragement during challenging times. A Living Dream delves into the blurred line between dreams and reality, exploring themes of heartbreak, love, and a search for meaning. A Living Dream features the titles of every track across three albums that will be released by Savannah Shea on November 15th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Living Dream by Savannah Shea now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit.